Hey, everybody, what's going on with young people and younger voters? As I'm here right now in Berkeley, California, about to go on campus. We were just at Colorado University Boulder. I'm getting asked that question a lot. We unpack what I've been seeing on college campuses and what it might mean for our country and how Democrats and the left are in serious trouble when it comes to young people and just voters in general. And we unpack that in some great detail. Email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. At charliekirk.com/support, you can keep this show going. So we appreciate that very much. Help us out at Turning Point USA at tpusa.com by starting a high school or college chapter on the front lines of campuses across America. Come to our Young Women's Leadership Summit at tpusa.com/YWLS. That's tpusa.com/YWLS. Get involved with our Student Action Summit at tpusa.com/SAS. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. We're going to get into the subway shooter story in New York, which continues to develop. And I have a unique take on that because the people in charge, they're not calling what happened terrorism, which is really weird because in the last couple of months and the last year, the people who run our country are very generous in calling almost everything terrorism. Going to the U.S. Capitol and taking a selfie, terrorism. Moms and dads showing up to school board meetings, terrorism. So we'll get into that, but I want to kind of begin today on something I saw yesterday at CU Boulder that is consistent with something that a Democrat pollster, you could call him a pollster, I think a strategist is a better term than a pollster, has been kind of warning about. I went on Steve Bannon's program, A War Room, and talked about this a couple days ago. And so Democrats are in trouble, and they know it. But a specific strategist by the name of Della Volpe is known as a Generation Z whisperer. He's able to make sense of what Gen Z wants and their political demands and their political wishes and how they view things. So he briefed Democrats recently and was warning them that young people, young voters, are not buying what Democrats are selling. In fact, he's warning them that not only will there be a decreased youth turnout, not only will there be less people voting, but Republicans are actually poised to do better with younger voters than they have in any recent election. So Della Volpe seems to be a center-left guy. I actually appreciate some of his research. It's pretty thoughtful, and I agree with a lot of it. So he goes through it in this Politico piece, which is Democrats turn to their Gen Z whisperer as youth support wobbles. And it shows basically the argument is that without a strong young base, without a group of students that are enthusiastically behind the Democrat agenda, the Democrats are not going to be able to make the math work. So here's the equivalent. This would be as if Republicans want to try to win elections and the rural base doesn't like them anymore. It's just the numbers are eventually not going to add up. You just can't get across the finish line if Republicans don't have rural voters enthusiastic about them and believing in their agenda on a 70 or 80 or 90% clip. Younger voters are dissatisfied. Younger voters, students, are pushing against this woke ideology, what they're experiencing with inflation, the broken promises. Here's one piece I want to play from you. Not play for you, but read from you. In a focus group conducted by over Zoom with over 24 Generation Zers, Della Volpe started by asking them to share something good that happened to them recently. He followed up by asking if they felt like their personal lives were on the right track, and if they weren't, why. He asked them about their mental health, the pressures and the stresses they face. In both 90-minute sessions, it took nearly an hour before he explicitly asked about politics or politicians. Focus on values first, second and third, Della Volpe said. It's perhaps a unique perspective in politics. And what he learned is that young people are not enthusiastic about defunding the police like they once were. That students are not enthusiastic about trying to keep the borders wide open. They are enthusiastic about climate change and climate action or doing something about it, but it's murky about exactly what they want to do. He said, quote, there are more younger people in play than there were the last two election cycles. Democrats, in order to win, need to persuade them and mobilize them. That is the new reality. So we're on tour right now with Turning Point USA, strictly educational and not political in the work that we do at Turning Point USA. But let me tell you from a ideological and a philosophical standpoint what I saw yesterday at Boulder, and we'll see what I'm going to see tonight at UC Berkeley. What I saw at Boulder yesterday was the unraveling of the predominant kind of leftist activists happen in real time. You know, I used to go to these campuses 4 or 5 years ago, and we would have hundreds of protesters. Now, maybe I'm not as controversial as I was a couple years ago, or maybe, I don't know. Or maybe there's just not as many people to pull from to go protest the next boogeyman around the corner. Maybe this generation's kind of just exhausted of going into the street, raising the fist, getting the little cardboard sign. They're kind of like, is there anything else for me? The problem that we faced yesterday at Colorado University Boulder is not hecklers. We had one weird heckler at the beginning of our event. Literally, 5 seconds into my event, someone tries to interrupt me, and that's it. And then someone at the end of the event, like a primal scream, these two young ladies just start screaming at me after the event was over. That's it. There was like 6 trans Antifa people that were at the bottom level of the event. It was a double, kind of a double story deal. And that was it. And I thought to myself, where's the rest? We're at Boulder. I mean, come on, this is the best you can do? I mean, we're expecting hundreds of people, you know, hey, hey, ho, ho, hate has no home here, or whatever, you know, incantation that they put forward. Now, we'll see what happens at Berkeley tonight. But what was amazing is the problem we faced yesterday was not those people. We could not get a space big enough given to us by the university to fit all the students that wanted to attend our event. We had to turn people away. Standing room only. There were people that wanted to come to our event that were not able to come into the event at CU Boulder. That's a new phenomenon. And it is consistent with what this pollster, Della Volpe, is trying to tell people. Della Volpe is trying to communicate. Young people, they might not be becoming rock-ribbed conservatives yet, but they're gravitating away from the conventional orthodoxy. They're pushing back against kind of being immediately activistic just because a conservative shows on college campus. Now, to understand, all you need to do and all that is necessary for conservatives to win in certain areas is if younger voters and young left-wing activists have a little bit of a loss of enthusiasm, all of the models change. If their brand becomes polluted with a negative emotion, conservatives win. And young people no longer believe that Democrats help change anything. They look at them as machine politicians or corporate types. And they also see that the policies, just put simply, are not working. They control everything. They control the FBI. They control the CIA. They control Google. They control Facebook. They control the federal government. And young people, they look at that. They say, that's kind of like the man. I don't want to support that. That's the very same person that I thought that we're supposed to be fighting. But what was so incredible was the response and the enthusiasm from students at Boulder that are conservative, many of whom had said to some of our staff members and some of our Turning Point USA chapter leaders that they would never feel comfortable being an outspoken conservative on campus. But this event gave them an opportunity to go finally know that they were not alone. There's something generationally significant happening here. And I don't want to try to get your hopes up too much. I'm not saying that every young person is going to become a conservative overnight or this generation is going to be predominantly conservative immediately. What I am saying, though, is that the trend of students and Gen Z being nothing but reliably left-wing, that's being put in serious jeopardy. Big Tech is monitoring, censoring, mining, and selling your online information. And SquadPod is the solution. 100% U.S. programmed, owned and operated, SquadPod is a convenient all-in-one application supporting your private connection with others of your choice. Safety brings together your friends, family, team, club business, or congregation with SquadPod's chat, document sharing, discussion, and televideo capabilities. The SquadPod application is encrypted, protecting your communications and content without annoying advertisements. They do not censor, mine, profile, or sell your information. I have gotten to know the SquadPod team quite well, and they are true patriots of the mission of dedicating themselves to your privacy, safety, and freedom of speech. Join myself and other organizations such as Turning Point USA, nonprofits, and churches by adopting SquadPod as your collaboration platform. Take back control of your privacy by visiting squadpod.com/Charlie. That is squadpod.com/Charlie. Can you bring a generation alongside your attempt to move the Overton window? That is the question, right? So it's one thing to believe in liberal ideas. I get along with liberals. We've talked about the lie of liberalism, how it eventually turns into totalitarianism, despite the best wishes of liberals. But liberalism can be very appealing. Liberalism can be about being open-minded, can be about letting people do whatever they want to do. Now, we know that is all rooted in deceit because eventually, in fact, almost immediately, that turns people into petulant tyrants because they have nothing better to do with their lives instead of enforce mask mandates, gender pronouns, and all these different things. But the question is, can the radical left, can they pull an entire generation alongside them? And what I saw yesterday at CU Boulder was pathetic from them. It was like seven people that have, I think they like spray painted their head or something. It's really bizarre. And again, this is not like, okay, one thing. If I visited, I don't know, I mean, we had more protesters in Alabama, for goodness sake, when we went and spoke at University of Alabama. And this is Boulder. I mean, this is supposed to be their thing. Like, this is supposed to be, you know, at Ole Miss, you go to football games and you wear dresses and you have like the chandelier deal with the Grove. At Boulder, you go and protest right-wingers that come speak on campus. But these protesters were pathetic. And I don't mean that they were pathetic people. It's just like the whole kind of attempt to try to protest was a joke. There was like six of them, and they all kind of spray-painted their head. And this goes, and this is a couple years after when I used to go to Boulder, it was hundreds of protesters. Now, we're at Berkeley tonight. We'll see what happens. There's this great clip, though, that I think summarizes a lot of younger voters, which is they say, I have not changed, but the political movement that I'm supposed to be a team member of certainly has. Now, there are three people that I cover with some nuance, and there are different gradations of nuance. The first is Joe Rogan. I don't agree with him on everything. I think he's courageous and heroic, and he's awesome. Elon Musk, I really have a lot of respect for him, despite some of my own personal disagreements with what he's doing with Neuralink and some of his other companies. And the third person, I gotta be honest, this is someone that I've changed my mind on. I did not like this person for years. I always thought he was smug, and I always thought he was kind of condescending, and he had this movie religious. Now, I think he is smug and condescending, but now he's smug and condescending against people I don't like. So it's kind of fun. And I'll take it, by the way. I want to win. Okay, that's, I have a doctrine of victory. People say, Charlie, what do you want? I want to win. I want to beat these people. And if Bill Maher can help me beat these people, let's do it. So I believe Bill Maher joined Joe Rogan recently. And for, to Bill Maher's credit, he's not a wokey. He's not a leftist. Play cut 67.
I mean, when people say to me, you know, don't you think you've gotten more conservative? No, I haven't. The left has gotten goofier.
Yes.
So I seem more conservative, maybe. 5 years ago, no one was talking about abolishing the police. You know, there was no talk about, pregnant men. And, you know, I mean, there was looting was still illegal. I haven't changed.
This is why the left is going to be in big trouble for the coming months and years with younger people. They have to keep moving. That's what a progressive is. If you understand the philosophical literature behind the left, we actually have some Rousseau up there and we have some Hegel, is they cannot stop. They must go from one liberation movement to the other. So Bill Maher is actually someone who's like, wait a second, hold on. I'm a liberal, but I also don't believe that we have to unravel things for the sake of unraveling them. I don't believe that making looting legal is progress. Like, I think that's insane. And instead, Bill Maher kind of says, wait a second, I'm still what used to be called liberal, and now that's that is called right wing, which goes to a fundamental aspect of American politics you must realize is everything operates on the Overton window. The Overton window moves, and Bill Maher all of a sudden looks like a right winger and gets attacked because he believes we should have the police, men can't become pregnant, and we shouldn't have racially segregated dormitories. They're branding Russell Brand as right wing, Glenn Greenwald as right wing, Bill Maher is right wing, Joe Rogan is right wing.
Being an entrepreneur and running a business is not for the faint of heart. I have two jobs. I do the Charlie Kirk Show till noon, then Turning Point USA till I go to sleep, and all the problems in between. A lot of stress. 330 days on the road I spent last year. But if you're not careful, the stress can start to take a toll on your body, raising your blood pressure, making it harder to sleep, draining you of vital energy, and making you more irritable. That's why I recommend you supplement with magnesium daily. About 75% of people are magnesium deficient. That number might be higher among business owners and C-level professionals. That's because stress depletes magnesium levels. This can trigger a various cycle of rising stress and severe magnesium deficiency. This deficiency can lead to higher levels of anxiety, irritability, trouble sleeping, and low energy. It can even contribute to foot and leg cramps while you sleep. Now, you might be wondering, does magnesium really affect all these things? Well, the answer is yes. In fact, magnesium is involved in more than 300 chemical processes inside your body. So a lot of different things can start to go wrong if you're deficient. The good news is you can experience a number of positive health benefits just by getting enough magnesium, including better sleep, more energy, healthy blood pressure, less irritability, calmer mood, stronger bones, reduced muscle cramping, and even a few migraines. But to experience these health benefits, you have to get the right kinds of magnesium. Truth is, most magnesium supplements you find in health stores use the only two cheapest synthetic forms. They're not full spectrum. There are actually 7 unique forms of magnesium. You must get all of them if you want to experience its calming, stress-relieving effects. That's why I recommend Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. It's the only full organic, full-spectrum magnesium supplement that includes 7 unique forms of magnesium for stress relief, better sleep, all in one bottle. Simply take 2 capsules before you go to bed, and you'll be amazed by the improvements in your mood and energy levels. And how much rested you feel when you wake up? How much more rested you feel when you wake up? For an exclusive offer for my listeners, go to magbreakthrough.com/Kirk and use Kirk10 during checkout to save 10% and get free shipping. Right now, that's magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. That's magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. Kirk10 for 10% off any order.
I want to just get into this a little bit deeper, and then we're going to go into the New York subway shooting incident, which was an act of terror. We should be unafraid to say that. There's no political agenda behind calling something terrorism. I'm going to build that out in just a second. But I want to play a couple pieces of tape here. So we know the Democrats are in trouble. When you lose Bill Maher on Joe Rogan, you have a serious problem. Bill Maher has a very large and loyal following. I think there's at least 20 to 25 million people that consume Bill Maher content on a monthly basis. Is that fair? Probably weekly almost. His podcast is very popular. His HBO show is very popular. He gets clipped everywhere. Millions and millions and millions of views. And so Bill Maher going on Rogan is a very entertaining discussion. I've yet to listen to it. I look forward to it. And again, what's interesting is if you put Bill Maher, Elon Musk, and Joe Rogan and myself at a table, and you said, hey, what do you guys stand on abortion? I don't know what Elon Musk's opinion is, but I think Rogan is more on the pro-choice side, and I know Bill Maher is. They would all agree on that side. Drugs, they would all agree on that side. And I would be like the lone dissenter conservative voice. But what's so interesting is that if you actually look at like the civilization-defining issues, not that abortion isn't, obviously I believe it is, but the stuff that is now immediately kind of determining whether or not we're going to be a country anymore, freedom of speech, private property rights, connection to material reality, separation of powers, all of us would be in agreement. In fact, we'd be in enthusiastic agreement that we have to do something about it. In fact, we would all kind of say, yeah, I miss the country that was there 5 or 10 years ago. Bill Maher just said that in the clip, by the way. Bill Maher said, yeah, look, I haven't changed. I did not leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me. And you could say whatever you want about most of those kind of liberals, if you will, different between liberals and leftists. They're at least preserving some form of freedom of inquiry. The Democrats don't really know how to deal with this at all. And the Democrats have this issue. The issue is that they are controlled by an ever-increasing political apparatus that is declaring war on natural reality. They do not believe in the laws of nature and nature's God.
They believe money created out of thin air can create prosperity. They believe that a person can change their biological reality just because they want to. You cannot govern using these ideas. It doesn't work. It's really unpopular. And so now you're starting to see the beginning stages of what will be a bloody, brutal, drawn-out Democrat civil war. We knew this was going to happen. Why? You look at any political movement that involves leftists, they fight amongst themselves. The Bolsheviks and the Mensheviks. The French Revolution. Robespierre, Maximilien Robespierre, was the leader of the Jacobins. He helped execute a reign of terror throughout France. Blood flew throughout the streets. Maximilien Robespierre was the inventor of the guillotine. Not the technology, but the popularization of it in 1780, 1790 France. But then all of a sudden his followers decided that there's not much use anymore for Robespierre. And Robespierre was killed by the very guillotine that he popularized, and his followers applauded his death till exhaustion. They will always go after their own. Tyrants do not trust other tyrants. There's an inherent distrust there, and you're starting to see the gloves get off, and with no Donald Trump front and center, the Democrats have nothing to do but fight, fight, fight. Play cut 61.
They're losing people of color because they really don't get the people of color's life. If you are living in a city, in a neighborhood that is inundated with crime, and you act like that is not an issue, you've already lost me. That is an issue. Yes, we must deal with policing. I've been out front of that. But you cannot ignore when 12-year-old kids, who somebody's niece and neighbor is killed, and you act like that's a non-issue because you're too elitist to live on the ground. Many parts of this country, we need gas to go to work. These beltway elitists, that these limousine liberals here in New York, don't live in the real world.
That's Al Sharpton, who I do not have anything good to say about. But it's funny, if you listen to his remarks there, if you read the transcript of what Al Sharpton just said, I agree with all of that. The beltway elitists that do not show compassion for a 12-year-old murdered on the side of the street, he's exactly right. Democrats are taking the gloves off. Cut 60 is Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who is an automaton. He's basically, I mean, the closest thing we have to the creation of a Silicon Valley robot that has been turned into a technocrat who can't even fix potholes when he was mayor of South Bend. He's shocked to learn that black people don't like Joe Biden. Play cut 60.
You do realize, Pete, a lot of black people feel like Democrats have kept no promises since they've been in office.
Really?
Yes. Reverend Allen said that a million times.
Really? I kind of like, do you kind of notice how Pete Buttigieg tries to kind of inflect his voice a little bit, like kind of slang? Really? Yeah, you don't talk like that, Pete Buttigieg. Code switching. Thank you. Code switching. They do it all the time. Kamala Harris all of a sudden kind of gets a jive Southern accent every time she speaks. And it's like, you don't talk like that, actually. It's so insulting. Code switching. I played this tape before, but I'm going to play it again. Some of you might have missed it. Joe Scarborough rails against white woke Democrats losing the minority vote. It's about a minute clip, but this is MSNBC. They're just in bedlam. And they're in bedlam because some of the kind of hangover Democrats, like even Al Sharpton, like, wait a second, we're being ruled by these people? Play cut 17.
But let's just say it right here, and let me say it slowly for my Democratic friends in Washington, D.C. Black voters are more conservative than you are. White woke leaders in Washington, D.C. Hispanic voters are more conservative than you are. White woke leaders in Washington, D.C. Asian American voters are more conservative than you are. White woke voters in Washington, D.C. And they're more conservative on crime. They're more conservative on education. They're more conservative on, quote, these woke issues. Get off of Twitter. Can you please? I know you've done it a lot.
No.
Can you explain to white woke leaders? Can you explain to them that they're not only losing white dudes in the upper Midwest, they're losing people of color?
Now, the only people they aren't losing is women with college degrees. So men with college degrees have exhibited a four-year 26-point shift over the last 4 years, from being favorable to Democrats to being favorable to Republicans. Men with no college degree were favorable to Republicans by 8 points in 2018, and now they are favorable to Republicans by 12 points. Women with no college degree skewed Democrat in 2018, and now they skew Republican by 2 points. But women with a college degree were favorable to Democrats by 34 points in 2018, and now they're favorable to Democrats by 38 points. When Joe Scarborough and Al Sharpton are screaming, it's not just white woke liberals, it's white women woke liberals that they're talking about. They're talking about the white women woke liberals that are not very socially conservative. And they're trying to tell Latino voters, and they're trying to tell black voters, and Asian American voters, and Cuban voters, like, why do you're not on board for this whole trans thing? Just a great kind of example of why you shouldn't send your kid to college. Women with college degrees are the only group that are polled right now that have increased their support for Joe Biden in the last year. Men with college degrees haven't. Men with no college degrees haven't. Women with no college degrees haven't. Latinos haven't. Blacks haven't. But women with college degrees, they are more supportive of Joe Biden now than they were a year ago. Really makes you think. MSNBC continued to raise the alarm. Play cut 8.
It's what are we actually going to do to intervene to try to lower prices, lower inflation until people see that happen and feel it in their pocketbooks.
Sometimes
I don't think the messages
message
matter.
Sometimes it's a problem problem.
It's a problem.
Exactly.
And you got to show you're dealing with the problem, because let's remember that all of this happened while the Democrats were in power. You told us to put you in power. We put you in power, and now I can't afford the life I'm living. You've got to tell me how you're going to deal with that, because I put you in power there to understand me, not to preach to me.
Joe,
hey, but don't worry. Kamala Harris is telling you how she's going to deal with it. Now, if you can make any sense of what you're about to hear, email me, please, freedom@charliekirk.com. I need a translator for this. No, not to say that it's indecipherable, but the words, they make no sense when put together. This is Kamala Harris addressing inflation, play cut 72.
People just want an end point. Do you have one to give them?
What I can say is that people deserve to know that their president, that our administration is concerned enough to do something about it. And so that is what we are doing.
We just want to let you know that we're concerned enough about doing something, and that's what we're doing. What exactly are you doing, being concerned? The Democrats are losing grip on reality, and they're going to pay a very serious political price. I hope a permanent one for this. Okay, yesterday there was the terrorist attack in New York City, yet for whatever reason, based on all public reporting, and I can be corrected on this, but the FBI and the New York Police Department, they're not calling it an act of terrorism. Why? Well, we call moms and dads who show up to school board meetings domestic terrorists. We have the entire Federal Bureau of Investigation and Department of Justice create threat tags for parents that show up to complain about curriculum. And yet we don't call a mass shooter in a subway who has black supremacist leanings, we'll play some evidence of that, a terrorist? Why would that be? Well, let's learn about this shooter. I believe no one has died. Is that correct? No one has died. Praise God, no one has died. 16 people injured. Smoke grenades and the whole thing. Weirdly and inexplicably, all the cameras were turned off in the subway. That's really weird. And no one's explaining that. But this shooter, listen to this video that he posted here where he says that blacks and whites should not be even in the same hemisphere. This is the person who just shot up a subway. Why is the media ignoring this? Play cut 56.
Blacks and whites, so-called, should not even be in the same hemisphere. You have a play suit, bitch. And that's a white or a black bitch. Shit talking, bitch. You have a play suit, motherfucker. And that's off this fucking planet. What do you contribute to life on this earth again? Say this for 50 million times. What do you contribute to life on this planet? Stinking white or black bitch. And the answer's nothing.
And isn't it weird? Like, okay, New York City subway, cameras were down. Las Vegas shooting, cameras were down. Jeffrey Epstein, the cameras were down. Kind of weird how that works, right? Cameras tend to go down a lot. Not saying there's anything behind it, but we should probably get an explanation. What if a white person just said what this guy just said? I believe blacks and whites should be in different hemispheres. Not to mention, the FBI was investigating this guy and cleared him. Seems to be a pattern for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He posted in 2018, he said, of all the things, remember this. Mother effers respect a gunshot wound. He said that in 2015. They say I don't fit in, but I bet these bullets will. He posted that on Facebook. If a white person said these things, they'd be called a terrorist. But for whatever reason, we're not allowed to call him a terrorist. He's a terrorist. I'm unafraid to call Timothy McVeigh a terrorist. And you should be too. And this is also an act of terrorism. But then why do we call parents that show up to school board meetings terrorists, but not Frank James? And why on earth hasn't this guy yet been arrested? Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And support the Charlie Kirk Show, charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.